Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashunya Yogi speaking and it's 5:50 PM here in Hyderabad. The good news first, I've got my second dose of vaccination done finally. Yes, I had to travel around 23 kilometers approximately or 25 to get this vaccination. I had to wait in the queue for 2 hours and Seema had to come with me. She was more concerned about me driving back after getting vaccinated. But all said and done, I'm happy and thankful to Sham, to Seema for finally getting myself vaccinated the second time or the second dose. So now I'm a certified vaccinated person. One step towards making India a healthy place to live in. Whatever can be done from our side, we need to do it. But one beautiful thing about this was when I was driving with Seema to and fro to the vaccination center. That vaccination center was quite far off. It's at Dundigal. It's an Air Force base. And there's a Gram Panchayat there. It's actually literally a village out there. And a small little healthcare center. And the vaccination is actually free of cost. I didn't have to pay anything. But what's important was during the conversation, Seema was saying that she has to take a few of elderly couples from our society and also get them vaccinated because there's nobody to take them to the vaccination center. I was so happy and proud of Seema actually volunteering to do this work. Know, for others, it's incredible. I think it's very important for us to reach out to people who need help in whatever way we can, small or big. And let me tell you, you know, we are not doing any favor. We are not doing any kind of favor, or we're not doing any kind of a great deed, but this is something that is our duty. Please take this as a duty now to do and help as many people as we can. It is our duty as a citizen, as humans, to help each other across caste, religion, or any other things. This is a time where we need to stand up and work with each other. And it's there's no need to put it in social media or Facebook or anything to brag about. Of course, if that helps in motivating others, definitely do it. But why should others be motivated by seeing Facebook post? They should be motivated from internally to do something on their own, not necessarily to brag about it in social media. So yes, guys, there's a lot of work that societies have been doing. Incredible work. Every day I hear stories of people coming out of their way to help each other. And these are the stories that motivate us to do better and better and be better humans. So I just hope that soon, you know, everybody gets vaccinated. That's the primary importance of it. Okay, coming back to my day. Okay, woke up today at around 10 minutes to 4. And that's because we decided to do the hill repeats a little late at around 6:30-ish. That's because of the lockdown restrictions that we had. So Avik came and picked me up at around at 6:10. We went to BNR Hills for the hill repeats. It was already warm and so we decided to do only 4 sets instead of the usual 6. And the rest of the things we had to shoot the videos for the next set of drills for our session. You know, the hill repeats workouts I had planned to change for the next training plan, but I will only change it in post June because there's a lot of gap that is there because of the lockdown and I do not want to change the plan midway. So guys, that was what we did today. The hill repeats went out fantastic. all my reps was sub 4. So that's one big achievement. The second big achievement is 3 of my reps, I met the success criteria of the workout. The fourth one, or the, I would say the third one, actually I didn't meet. It was 357 instead of 350, which is the my pace target. But I'm still happy that I could clock, you know, sub 4, and with ankle weights also. So that was a great thing. And then again, we had to shoot videos of the workouts using skipping rope, using jump squat was added as part of the workout. And you know, this workout has come out quite well. Now I just need to structure it in a very good way and put it out to our trainees for the next plan. Wow, this was most of my day today. After coming back from the vaccination, I worked for some time and then had to sleep for some time. I slept for an hour or so and felt fresh after this. Actually, I'm not feeling any pain. A slight, I would say, where the injection's taken, there's a slight discomfort. Other than that, I don't see there's anything I feel with the vaccination being done. So overall, very good day. It's windy today, so I'm going to go out for a walk with Seema. I did that yesterday too after recording my podcast. And I feel good to, you know, go out, walk, because, you know, that's one way, or that's one time where I get to communicate with her, talk about a few things, just spend some family time. And you know, going outside in the society compound itself for a walk is a great way to connect. So that's the reason I'm doing that. Tomorrow is yoga session. I'm very excited to do that. Planned a few things. Mostly will be again doing some kind of a meditation and breathing technique, so that, you know, people get benefited from it. I'm happy with the way I'm spending my time overall, not trying to waste anything. Today I was actually also seeing one of the videos of Mumbai Dabbawalas. Very inspirational video as to how they are actually going about their work, you know. And most of them are only 8th standard pass, but so high in motivation. Just one error in 16 million transaction, which is incredible. And they have been working from 1890, much before India got its independence. These Dabbawalas have been working in the organization, a 5,000 strong employee. Oh, it was just an eye opener just to listen to them and see their motivation, their style of work, their code of conduct, their level of commitment. Their level of commitment was so high that when Prince Charles visited them, they had requested him to come between 11:20 to 11:40 and meet them at the church gate platform, because they didn't want to waste their time. That was the only free time available for the Dabbawalas. And Prince Charles had to comply to that timing. It was only after Prince Charles visited them that they got so much recognition in India. It was then the Chief Minister, the Prime Minister, the President and all started recognizing these Dabbawalas, giving them the recognition and the awards that they needed. But they were not doing it for awards or recognition. They have been doing this forever. Since 1890, they have been doing this work. And not once did they expect anybody to recognize or appreciate their work. They were just doing it selflessly. And that is exactly what we need to learn from them. There are so many things that we can learn from them. The level of commitment, motivation, Not a single day they lacked motivation to do their job. I think this is where I want RMFS tribe also to go to. You don't need external motivation. That whole thing, that getting up and saying, yes, I want to make my training plan green today. That is the most important thing, the most urgent thing that you need to do. I think if we learn from these Dabbawalas, we'll grow incredibly. Well, folks, that's it from my side. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please do take care of yourself and your loved ones. If you are eligible for vaccination, please get yourself vaccinated. Take good care of yourself, your family. Stay strong. Keep smiling.